This is a Sichuan news update. Nanaimo is full of animal lovers. And while people want to give their furry friends the best care possible, veterinary care can come at a high cost. To combat the rising cost of vet care in the city, Fantastic Beasts Veterinary Services has opened a clinic in Nanaimo offering three different tiers of care. Sarah Christensen is practice manager, and Dr. Jill Harrison is medical director for the new Fantastic Beasts location in Nanaimo. Both are part owners of the branch. With the first branch located in Parksville, Christensen says they opened the second location to expand veterinary care accessibility in the region.
Parksville is getting super busy with people coming from all different towns, and we had a lot of clients from Nanaimo and Down Island, even Victoria, so we figured Nanaimo would be a great second location to start.
The Parksville Clinic first opened in 2024 with the focus of servicing rescue groups such as the SPCA. Later seeing the need for low-cost vet care in the community, they opened up their clinic services to the broader public. The Nanaimo location currently offers services for dogs and cats, while the Parksville location also serves rabbits. There is a hope to expand the services in Nanaimo in the future. The locations both offer three tiers of care: general veterinary medicine, a rescue division where they work with local rescue groups, and the Positive Care Low Income Program. Christensen says the Low Income Program is where people can apply for veterinary services at a reduced cost.
Well, we do need people to apply, and they have to have a certain criteria met to be approved. And if they are approved, they get an annual exam and core vaccinations for $100 plus tax. And then they are approved to be into our low-income spay and neuter program. And if any animal is sick or they need any additional things, they get a 20% off total for the year.
The program is open for anyone whose household income is either under $35,000, has a BC Persons with Disability designation, or was referred to by a community organization. Program participants will need to reapply every year to confirm eligibility. Harrison says opening this clinic and offering low-cost services will greatly support the community during a period of rising costs.
The cost of living right now is atrocious, and unfortunately, veterinary bills fall under that category. So being able to offer slightly lower prices than some of the other clinics that are here in town, but not out-competing them, and being able to offer that accessibility program for low-income individuals, I think will make a huge impact for those families that really want to do the best thing but may have been limited in the past. And then also offering some services to the rescue organizations, I think will just help to get more pets into an adoptable state, which helps them to get out of shelters and helps them get into homes.
They say they chose this location just off Terminal Avenue at 1100 Princess Royal Avenue because of it being central in Nanaimo with nearby bus routes. This reduces the need for those with low incomes to travel all the way to their Parksville clinic. While the clinic has only been open for just over a week, they say they have had many people apply for the Positive Care Program and already have treated several pets. Harrison says one of their goals at the clinic is to create an environment where they would want to bring their pets into.
And so we're working really, really hard to establish a healthy clinic culture, and that trickles down into the quality of care that we're able to provide to our patients and our clients. We want to make sure that every client that walks through that door feels like they're the most important person in the room, and they should, and so should their pet.
Along with veterinary services, Christensen says they run a food bank for pets funded by community donations.
And the more known we are, people will come and donate like medications that they don't need for their pets anymore, which we can give to people that can't afford medications, and pet food for dogs and cats. We don't ask for donations, but we can accept donations if people want to. That can go towards somebody that can't afford when their animal is sick or injured, or even to spay or neuter. We can use it for anything with the low-income program.
The Nanaimo branch of Fantastic Beasts is taking in new clients, and more information about their services can be found on their website at fbvs.ca. For Sichuan News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.